BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, in Christ equals new creation. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, repeats astonishing truths that Jesus and the prophet Isaiah had proclaimed. Jesus tells his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Remain in me, and I will remain in you." John chapter 15, verses 1 and verse 4. The Lord, through Isaiah, foretold, quote, "Behold, I will create a new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will take delight in my people." Isaiah 65, verses 17 through 19a. Now, through Paul, the Spirit says, quote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is the new creation. The old is gone and the new has come." Verse 17 in Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. Jesus was the first fruit of the new creation. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15. Quote, "We ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoptions as son, the redemption of our bodies." That's in Romans chapter 8, verse 23. God has not counted the sins against those who approach him with humble and contrite hearts through the grace available through Jesus. When God sees anyone in Christ Jesus, he makes him a new creation, a new person, and provides a new beginning. In Jesus are new beginnings.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.